What was the thing you wanted me to get to? I lost it.
We were just talking about this whole medical thing. I'm like, that story of the guy with the bionic penis.
Oh, right.
That's a good story.
Okay, here's the thing about that.
Check this out.
So we've spoken about a guy with a bionic penis that was a dude who had a horrible accident when he was 3 years old and got pulled by a car and kind of lost. He was down to like a little bit of a nub of a penis, right? So then I came across this story. Yeah. This, it says, man with bionic penis loses virginity and it went all night long. But here's the deal.
Yeah, this is a different guy now.
Lee Carter had waited his whole life for this moment. The 49-year-old lost his virginity as a man 4 years ago. Four years after he was fitted with a bionic penis, he said the sex session went all night long. Leo, who was born as Lisa, underwent 5 operations over a 3-year period to transition from a woman to a man. The surgeries, which cost him $65,000, I can only assume that wasn't in the States because it would have been a hell of a lot more money than that, took skin from his arm to build the bionic penis. The doctors implanted a small pump inside of a silicone testicle, which allows him to become erect. Carter, who is from England, said he spent 40 years living in the wrong body, transitioned to a woman. Lee had previously turned down offers of sex because he wanted to meet the right woman to lose his male virginity to. And he finally met that special lady. It's a chick that he met on Facebook, and they were talking for a while, and then they went to a bar, blah, 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 one thing led to another, and they had sex that lasted all night. He drove 200 miles to meet this chick.
Wow.
Her name was Leanne. But here's where where it gets me. Now, she was a woman, man. They take skin from the arm.
Right.
They attach a penis.
Right.
Which I'm assuming.
They create one, yeah.
They create a penis out of it. But say he is 49 years old now.
Yeah.
Let's just say he spent 30 years as a woman in like having sex.
Right.
Say 25 years. So you spent 20 years probably starting on your back and like taking it from another dude, right? From a dude.
Right, that's one way.
But now, now you're having sex for the first time as a guy.
Right. So you got to get used to the other.
So you got to get used to the other. Now, unless you're warmed up for years using strap-ons, right? I mean, it's got to be a completely different. You go to get on. You go to like mount. Get somebody from. No. You start out on your back, and you wait. No, I can't take. It's got to be a completely different experience.
Right. Like so not only your body changes, your frame of mind has to change.
Right. There's no way you're breaking those habits
right away
the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Like there had to be at least a half a dozen times where he put himself in the female of a position, in the position of a female, and it was like, oh, wait, I can't do that. I got to do this.
It's probably like almost like you have to be retrained almost.
Exactly.
Right? You got to break your habits. You got to maybe watch videos and think of which person you are. I don't know.
Now, here's the thing.
Watch how it's done.
I went on to read this entire article, and even though it says multiple times that it was incredible and that it went all night.
That's right, because there's a pump, by the way, that just pumps it up, and then you just leave it.
Right, it went all night, which is great, but nowhere in the article does it say that it went to completion.
Oh.
But I'm saying to myself, nobody is signing up to play for the other team if you tell them they're never going to have an orgasm again. I mean, there's got to be. Well, did they take skin? I know they took the skin from the forearm and created a shaft and the whole thing. They had to take stuff from the clitoris or something and make it sensitive. So there's got to be something, right? Because who would sign up for never having an orgasm
again?
Someone
who seriously wants to be the other sex because they are not in the right body. They just want to become that person. If they give up either sensitivity or all sensitivity in that area, I think they would give it up to change. That's how serious that is.
I think you're delusional if you think anybody is signing up.
Absolutely, that's true.
Let me finish. No one's signing up for never having an orgasm again. Nobody.
That's not what they're signing up for. They're signing up to be a complete person.
Right. And never having an orgasm again? No way.
If it's just part of the payment they have to pay in order to become who they really should be, they will pay it. They've been paying all their lives being a person or not.
If that's the case, I can see them going to the other gender from the waist up and still having the other equipment because at least you can still have an orgasm. You can still have sex. Who the hell would possibly sign up to never have an orgasm again?
But that's not the most important thing to them.
It's pretty goddamn important for most people.
But it's not the most important thing, which is what makes people unhappy when they're a male and they want to be a female. They are unhappy with everything, no matter what else there is. That's number one on their list.
So you're going to say you'll never have an orgasm again?
There are people who do that in real life.
That's true. Find that person.
That's true. That's people who go
the
years and
people,
years.
That's whacked.
There are people who are celibate. There are people who never have orgasms because they commit to it, whether they're religious or they're, asexual or whatever.
I understand. But
then there's people who want, if a guy really wants to be, if Lisa really wants to be Lee,
right,
then she will commit to becoming him. And whatever else comes with it, it comes with it because he will be so happy in the end to be Lee
like
when that trumps everything.
I feel like when the doctor goes through the entire procedure and at the end says, by the way, Lisa, you're never going to have an orgasm again. Lisa's like, whoa.
Well, I think Monica said it best. Well, they're not having the change in order to have the orgasm as a male. They're having a change for all different reasons.
I'm not saying that's the reason why they're having it.
Right.
So I'm saying not having an orgasm would be the reason to not go all the way through with it. That's where I understand.
I feel like I'm changing. I'm doing it. Yep. Everything. Years of prep and psychological and saving the money and all of that. Then they sit down and say, you're not going to have an orgasm. We're going to say, nope.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No way.
What's your biggest, as a man, what's your biggest fear as far as sex goes?
Absolutely.
Not being able to get it up, right?
Right, exactly.
And not being able to get off, right?
That's it?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Why?
And why would you be worried about that? It's biological. It works, right?
Right, it works. But
when it doesn't, as guys get older, that's a guy's biggest fear.
So here's the deal. You get diagnosed with prostate cancer. One of the procedures is surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of times, but there are times where a side effect of that surgery is, you're cancer-free, but you can't get it up anymore.
You have no ability
to go anymore. I got news for you.
What? You do not have the cancer surgery to save your life?
That would have to be a really...
Of course you would.
I don't know.
You're not going to have an orgasm when you're dead, so at least stay alive.
I'm not going to enjoy... It's a big part
You're not going to enjoy it when you're dead?
Listen... Sex, and whether it's by myself or with somebody, is a pretty goddamn important thing.
I understand that.
Nobody disagrees.
But there are things that are more important.
No,
it's not number one on the list.
I'm not saying it's not more.
In the cancer case, living. And in the sex change case, being happy and not killing yourself because you're so depressed because you're not who you want to be. And actually being happy for the first time in your life.
See, I might
is
go through
on the list than that.
With the cancer thing, I might go through with the surgery now because I know I can get bionic penis and they can put a pump in there and I can press the button. And that's the other thing.
We should all get that.
If they can do this for Lisa, who became Lee, why can't I get a piece of that action?
We should all have that installed.
Go on that, right?
Early on in life.
I bet you Jackhammer has it. Do you have to press a button on his tank to get him going?
There's no. Whoa, no.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
You've never seen him reach down and press a button?
This isn't a sound that's familiar to you?
What is that?
That's a tire pump.
Inflating a bionic penis.
It takes a long time for it to inflate, I guess.
Uh-huh, see?
I don't know, man.
I know, he's fully ready to go.
Right. Call me crazy. Yeah.
I get it. JP, listen.
I don't think it's I don't think it's that big of, I think it's a pretty big deal. It's a huge deal,
and we all love it, and we all want it to last, and we all love it. But there are, like Roger said, there are just things that are more important.
There's definitely things more important than sex when it comes down to the issues you're talking about.
It's crazy high on the list of important things. Nobody's arguing with that. It's just...
Right.
There's
got to
be.
It just comes in second to cancer surgery to live.
Really?
It comes in second to sex change to be happy.
Exactly.
Happiness comes above that.
Okay.
Overall happiness. Of course, that could be part of your happiness.
Could you be happy without ever having an orgasm again?
Yes.
Really?
I don't want to.
Give it a shot.
I don't want to, but I could be happy. That's not the only thing that makes me happy.
I would say after 3 weeks, you'd probably be a little grumpy.
3 weeks?
As you've
said many times, you can stand on your head.
Not by yourself. If you may not be having sex for 3 weeks, but not getting off for 3 weeks is a different ballgame.
Right, understood.
Okay, so do me a favor. Go 3 weeks and let's see your mood. Right now, you're currently in a good mood, you're happy, and you're smiling.
Always in a good mood. There's a lot of things that make people happy.
Right, let's see what happens by middle of June. Give me the middle of June.
Right.
I guarantee you're a grumpy prick somewhere right after Memorial Day weekend.
That may be true, but maybe you have to work harder at being happy. I mean, there's so many things make people happy in their lives that if you lose one of those things, in this case, the ability to have an orgasm, I think you can find other things. Like I said, there are many people who go through their life and are celibate, and they're happy people.
But, like, do you... Oh, I don't
have
know
to
how
you focus
you're...
on other things.
Did you ever hear that guy from The Smiths? What's his name, Brett?
Morrissey.
Yeah, that guy. He says he's asexual. His music makes you want to kill yourself.
He's miserable.
Right.
But I don't know how your guys' plumbing works, because it's all weird. But do you... Would you... If you had that, would you still have stuff that is in your body that would make you want to orgasm, but you just couldn't? Or would that stuff just be gone, and then you wouldn't be backed up and angry?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, your testosterone. I would assume you still have it.
When women have an orgasm, there isn't always stuff that comes out. Sometimes.
No, she means stuff chemically in your body. Testosterone or, in their case, estrogen or whatever
you'd have to have
drive.
No, because you'd have to have testicles. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were a woman who became a dude, you're getting prosthetic testicles. They're not going to make testosterone. They're not going to make semen or any of that stuff.
So then the only thing that you'd miss is your memories of it.
You can miss the feeling, because if they use the tip of the man in the canoe, right? Mm-hmm. And they put that on the new bionic penis right on the end I would think there's a chance that you can get off from the friction of that. You're shooting blanks.
Mm-hmm. Dust. You're just having the internal muscle
which,
spasm.
Which, by the way, as a dude, is a fantastic feeling, because now you don't got to clean anything up.
The bright side.
No muss, no fuss.
Right, you'd be doing a lot less laundry. Right? I can't believe I have all these socks in my drawer.
A lot less use for socks.
Right. This is amazing. You know?
My sock budget.
Roger on line one. Go ahead, Rog. No, we got to take a break. What's up, Roger?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, there is this thing as sexual preference and sexual identity. And some people may want to, say, transition to a woman because they feel better as their appearance and their inner feeling of looking and acting and feeling like a woman. And maybe not necessarily can climax, but there are other ways, even from the back door, even there are ways to enjoy, and it's a little different. It is true, though, that, there was one that transitioned over from a man to a woman, made a gorgeous woman, and then decided to go back and had to take the big boobs out and lost a lot of skin, and then now deciding maybe want to go back again. But there's no real, earth-shattering orgasms anymore for the person, and sometimes they just don't care at that point. They just want to feel good in their body and their appearance and how they generate themselves for society.
Hey, listen. I've always said, whatever it takes to make you happy, go for it. But that's cray-cray.
Yeah, and listen, I do hear a hint of possible pegging montage, if you could play that. Please, that's awesome, dude.
I did give Brett a softball when I said she must have practiced with strap-ons before she got herself a penis, and he kind of left it out there.
Apparently, he didn't feel it. He's an artist.
He didn't feel it.
You got to let him, instead of just demanding, you got to let the artist feel it. And then he brings it up at some point that he finds to be,
I wasn't
reasonable.
Demanding. I laid it out there gently.
Yeah, you did. All right. We're Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. Well, we can make up theories all we want. I guess we don't know the facts about how it all works. But I think when you become an old man, if you can't have an orgasm anymore, you're not going to off yourself.
It's going to suck.
You'll find other things that'll make you happy, and it'll be what it is.
Right, but I didn't purposely sign up for that.
True.
You know?
True.
That's my point. I'm like, who is purposely signing up for never having an orgasm again?
I love pegging.
Too late.
Maybe that's why I'm attracted to you, Roger.
See, now it doesn't make any sense, Brett. I need guys in my porn. No, that makes no sense at all. All right, we're Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw.
My nipples are always hard.
Real Raw Radio. Put it in.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.